get the selections out. Why the big ones, obviously Jack being left out of the side. Can you talk to that a bit? What the thinking was there?
Oh, it's just not unusual. Jack's a 20-year-old learning the craft of a forward play and got some areas to develop on, but he's really, really determined to grow those. And like all decisions, it's always Carlton first.
What do you need to see from him for him to earn his spot back?
Oh, without going into specific details publicly, all players, even when they have good games, there's heaps of growth. So it's more about just building some forward craft. Yeah.
How confident are you that Cruz will play?
We're going to give him every opportunity. He's really determined to play. We know how Cruz goes about it, so we'll give him every chance.
So he'll leave it right up until...
We'll leave it to the deadline, yeah.
And Kennedy, how far away was he?
Well, not a great sign when you miss a fair few quarters last week. So as a rule of thumb, you don't play out the game, you usually don't play the week after. So we're really hopeful he's there next week.
With Cruz, is there anything about not risking him and just being safe, I suppose, make sure they don't aggravate the injury?
With all that, our medicos make decisions that are in the best interest for the player long term, so we'll make an informed decision that's right, yeah.
It's a big week for Mark Murphy, who Dan's as captain for the club. Can you tell us something about him that, you know, maybe we don't see from the outside that's obvious to you guys inside?
Yeah, well, what you do see is Mark's skill level. He's a great decision maker with the footy, and but I've mentioned this numerous times now. He's been so committed to try and grow this group of talented players for a number of years now, and because he's so invested in them, they vote him in as captain. So he's built really strong relationships with some of our young midfielders in particular. So it's just those little things. They don't need to be big, but in the eyes of a player starting their career, they're big because Murph's investing in them. Yeah.
Some really good signs last week. I guess the thing for you, you know, with the developing side is to carry that into this week, and there's no let off.
The game, Roger, requires you to play to the rivet and play to the last siren. So last week there were some really promising signs with our ball movement, and there's also some growth that we need to address this week.
How do you go about speaking with some of those guys, Kerno, Cripps, keeping it a lid on things, I suppose, a lot of hype outside, but internally, making sure that they just, yeah, you had a good game, you go again?
Yeah, sometimes you don't need to say anything because the character of the person themselves understands that space is not high-performance thinking, and they've got really a lot of gratitude, I've used that word a lot at our footy club, for their position of being an AFL footballer point one, so they don't get too high. And they're really focused on improvement. So when they've got that mindset, you don't really need to deal with it too much.
Gold Coast, what did you make of them last week?
Yeah, well, they've got a new coach, and now it looks like they're playing for him. Their contested game's grown, and their pressure's grown. So we've got to be really prepared, and we're not taking them lightly, that's for sure, yeah.
What did you focus on this week in the wake of what you saw in round one?
Yeah, I think Roosie summed it up pretty well this week, that we just need a bit better balance between offence and defence. This group is just so coachable. That's why I love coaching them. But when we focus on something, they do it well, but sometimes they do it to the nth degree, and we've just got to find a little bit better balance between offence and defence. So they've worked really hard on that this week.
Tom Lynch got part of you in the early game last year. He kicked 7 goals, and then later in the year, Liam Jones held him really well. Do we expect, first of all, Liam to go to him tomorrow?
Yeah, Liam will go to him tomorrow.
What does he need to do to keep hold of Tom?
It won't be just Liam's. If we're judging that matchup, we're probably looking at the game a little bit too narrow. It's about team defence. So there'll be times he's in a contest with Lynch, who's a fantastic contested mark, but in saying that, Liam holds his own, don't worry about that. But it's more about what the team does around that to support Liam. Team defence requires multiple people to help each other.
If Matthew doesn't come up, does Harry come into the side?
He's a chance, yep.
And just Sam Rowe, how far away is he from his comeback?
He'll play some game time this week, yeah. So that's been, it's always a long journey when they have those knee recos, but he's worked incredibly hard, so he gets to play some time this week.